is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bet, you jackwagons, for the Big Noise episode, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition. Bartender, pour me a stiff drink. Make it a fistful, please, pour revoir, because we got a sensational matchup. One's really going to captivate my attention. I'm not going to need to get sloshed to enjoy this game from start to finish. That's Seattle and San Francisco up there in the Starbucks City. So let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus, plus 100 odds or greater. That is a requirement, whether it's in Thursday Night Football. Maybe you're looking at the MLB playoffs, Lundy. You got a 9-game slate in the NHL. I know you're not wearing any pants, but please, serve me up with a wager.
Well, first of all, we are not Ben Wittenstein and Nate Jacobson. So there we go. That's better. Oh. Now it's us. That's Nate and Ben. If you're into the college football betting scene, that's the one you want. The Fade 5 competition with Ben and Nate. Make sure you go check that. Go check that out. Yeah, let's get to the hockey scene, shall we? Got a little two-leg money line for you here. Plus 124. Excuse me. Over at BetMGM this morning. We will take the Boston Bruins, who will be at home taking on the Montreal Canadiens. Then we will take the Islanders. They are at home. They are taking on the Utah Hockey Club, who got their first victory on Tuesday night as they dropped the puck on their inaugural season there in Salt Lake City. I won't do a ton with this one, but just real quick, if you go back, please remember, folks, Utah is not an expansion team. It's last year's Arizona Coyotes, okay? So we do actually have history we can look at when it comes to this team and when it comes to Utah's roster. And if you go back to last year, the Islanders swept the Coyotes in the two meetings between the two teams, including a 1-0 affair in New York in the first, I think it was the third game of the season last year. So these two teams played early last year as well. So give me the Islanders at home. And then Boston at home against Montreal. Yes, Montreal picked up the 1-0 victory last night against the Toronto Maple Leafs. But last season, no team in the National Hockey League was worse on the second night of a back-to-back than Montreal. So we are going to take Boston at home, the Islanders at home. You put those two together, plus 124 on the ice tonight. Nice little two-legger. Got some more hockey for you in bonus time.
Yes, and I cannot name a single player on either one of those franchises. So please listen to Nathaniel Lundy because he loves dropping the puck and making some bucks, and I like making some money.
Hey, we made almost 6.5 units on the first night of hockey.
Oh, folks. Look at you.
I hope you're paying attention to the spreadsheet because we're having some fun.
Yeah, make sure you follow that spreadsheet. It's always free, always transparent, always public at thegamingjuice.com. That's Nathaniel Lundy and Brandon Velasquez also turning out content every single stinking day on that fine website. And you don't pay a dime. You're not paying a dime for this either, but it could pay a lot of dimes in return. Let's get McCaffeinated, shall we? And let's go with a few espressos up there at the Starbucks City on DK Metcalf in the race to 40 yards. We cashed this earlier this season in his game on the road. I think that was in Detroit at plus 375. Tonight, though, they're at BetMGM, taking on, of course, San Francisco under the primetime lights. Probably going to be a neck-and-neck race with Brandon Ayuk. To be honest, that's why Ayuk is leading the pack at plus 350 in this category. So maybe even sprinkle a little action on both, and you're going to profit there in the end. But I think Metcalf's going to hit it first. Look at the matchup, mano a mano. Isaac Yiadom is who is going to get mostly in coverage. He's giving up a 68.8 catch rate, 115.9 passer rate in his assignment. San Francisco is collective, just number 9 in pass EPA defense. So they've been pretty good outside of that weak link in that secondary. Here's the thing about DK Metcalf. 9 targets per game. He is top 10 in air yards, top 10 in total route wins, top 10 in yak. He could get half of this, more than half of it, on a singular catch. And hopefully we're not going to be pulling up along the brow, having to beat that sucker down because we're sweating this thing out. But you look at Geno Smith, a 118.5 passer rating when targeting him. I just needed him to get to 40 yards first, and look at that handsome cash plus 375 there at BetMGM with those bets on the board. Let's get after it with another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number five.
Oh, Numero Cinco here on the countdown. Ain't he so purdy, especially with the legs? And that is Brock Purdy, or starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to take the over on rush attempts, just 3.5. And yes, folks, kneel downs count. Now, I honestly believe that Seattle is going to win this sucker straight up, so I would sprinkle a little action on them on the money line at plus odds. But I think Purdy is going to hit the over on 3.5 rush attempts as well. Why? Well, you look at the last three games. This is what he's done on the ground. 10 attempts, 5 attempts, and 4 attempts. I may have a remedial degree in history, but doing the simple calculations, that's over, over, and over in 3 straight games. I look at Seattle, numero uno, mi amigo, and pocket pressure rate applied at 35.4% of opponent quarterback dropbacks. Two quarterbacks have gone over this prop against him this season, your own Bo Nix in your neck of the woods there in Denver, and Daniel Jones hit double figures against Seattle last week. So I think Purdy's got to run 4 or 5 times this game. Again, he has done this in 3 consecutive contests. Got to be more of the same. Feeling that heat, calling his own number, flushed out on some opportunistic scrambles, and maybe he throws in a design scramble or two, and we cash in at just a minus 110 juice at BetMGM. I'm in. Lundy, are you in? Fade or follow?
Yeah, start scrambling around, call your own number, some designed runs. Doing it blindfolded. If Bo Nix can do it, I think Brock Purdy can do it. So yeah, I would expect it, but I do think you're going to sweat this one. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those divisional games, Thursday night, short week, et cetera, fill in all the blanks with that kind of crap. But things get unpredictable in divisional games. I'm hoping that you hit this one because I do think getting it at standard juice is a solid pay.
Oh, looky, looky, Purdy. Make me at least a couple of pennies, man.
Number four.
Numero cuatro on the feed 5 Tequila Thursday edition of the countdown. Let's stick with a running quarterback theme. Let's go with the other guy in this game, and that is Geno Smith. And I think he's going to be gangbusters on the ground. Give me the over, not on attempts, but on rush yards. Number sent at 13.5. A little bit higher juice there, but the best line of the business right now at BetMGM at minus 120. And I ain't scared of paying that additional 10 cents on this wager. Look at Geno Smith. He's averaging 4 rush attempts per game and 29.2 rush yards per game. So a guy that is certainly, when he's seen the Red Sea's part, and it's happened often over the middle of the field, he's read it, he's recognized it, and he's taken off for like some massive chunk gains. And we saw it week 1. He had a 30-yard scramble for a touchdown. May not have the touchdown scoring scramble tonight, but I think he's going to rip off at least a 15-yarder in this one. So maybe take the over longest rush for him as well. But I think he's going to hit this prop. He's done this in 3 of 5 games. San Francisco, much like Seattle, a team that loves to dial up the heat on the pocket. They're number 8 and highest pocket percentage in the NFL at 27.4%. A couple of quarterbacks have gone over this number against the Niners this season. They're giving up 24.8 rush yards per game to signal callers. So put all together, let's make some greenbacks with Geno Smith over 13.5 rush yards, minus 120 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade or follow.
You all of a sudden think Lamar Jackson's playing in this game? Look at you playing all the rush props on the QBs.
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson going toe-to-toe.
Oh, exactly. They just happen to be in Seattle. I like this one because Geno can move a little bit better than people think he can. He's not out there, going crazy. Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, et cetera, stipe, but he can move. He can move better than people think. He can also throw better than people think. He just doesn't get enough credit for everything that he's been able to do. I like this one at 13.5. I'd like it better if it were like 11.5. So I may look at him. Can I alt him down to 10, make him part of an SGP, something like that, just in case? That's probably the smarter way that I would play it. But I do think you're onto something here with this one, because I do think both quarterbacks can move, and I think they can utilize their legs to keep those plays alive. Find a little open gap. The linebackers drop back. You find a way to get yourself 3-4 yards and then slide.
Hey, Geno, run as though a swarm of angry bees is chasing you so we can cash.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the feed. 5 Thursday night football edition of the countdown. Let's go with the third, appropriately enough, because it's number three on the countdown. That's Kenneth Walker. And I'm going to go in the alt market and lock in a bet on 60 or more rush yards for him. Mike McDonald came out on Monday and said, I did a terrible disservice. Disservice, the exact word that he used, with getting Kenneth Walker the third only 5 carries in the last game. And he's 100% right, because one of the most efficient rushers in the National Football League, case in point, is number 9 in yards after contact per attempt, north of 3.5 in that quarter category. He has forced 16 missed tackles on just 37 rush attempts. That's insane efficiency. He's gone for at least 60 yards in 2 or 3 games this season. And he's also number 16 in yards created per touch. I think at a minimum, you're looking at like 15 balls of belly. And bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. Take the over as well on rush attempts with Kenneth Walker III. That number is sitting at just 13.5 at a minus 130 juice there at BetMGM. So I think that's going to cash. I think the 60 plus is going to cash as well. San Francisco, shockingly, number 20 in the NFL in rush EPA defense. They're going to have 4.17 yards per carry, 86 rush yards per game, flat to the running back position. 3 RBs have already eclipsed 60 yards against that Niners unit this season. So if you're looking to strike it rich, bet on the guy going against the Gold Panthers. That's Kenneth Walker the third. 60 or more rush yards plus 110 is what I grabbed out of DraftKings. Lundy, Vader, follow.
Here's my problem, Brad. Last weekend, I got royally when it came to some of these alt lines. For example, Brad, do you recall how many yards Jordan Mason finished with?
It was south of the alt line number. I know that. I think it was like, what, 77? Was it last week?
I think he was 89.
89. Yeah, I knew it was in that range.
89. And who had him for 90 plus?
Oh, that hurts.
Right here. So that's the reason why some of these alt lines, I've got some recency bias of me getting hosed. And so I get a little bit nervous with these. I shouldn't be with Walker because he should be able to get to this number. And I like the fact that I got plus odds by taking it up a notch to the threshold, but this might be one that I just, I'm like, no, I ain't touching it. I ain't doing it because I'm going to get screwed. Something's going to happen and I'm going to get screwed just like last weekend.
Well, hey, you want more proper screwings? Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. We're not going to take any of your money. You can definitely fade our selections. You can follow them as well if you're buying what we're selling. All kinds of content on the site right now. So we got a confluence of sports seasons starting to overlap right now. The NHL, Lundy's free spreadsheet is always there. He's writing pieces alongside Brandon Velasquez on the Puck Sport. Also, I got my all my fantasy football content there. Fantasy Flames, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. My top props is going to post on Friday. I got advanced picks as well. Thursday Night Football tonight. All the gory details there. My SGP in that game, and also I'll have those on Mondays and Sunday night to boot. All kinds of content. Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson, the Fade 5 College Edition, as we already mentioned, that is live. They're already rolling out all kinds of college football content as well ahead of a mammoth Week 7 on the junior gridiron. You can ask me questions in the Ask Brad area. You can look at the free picks as well. Again, you can just get lost and all the content, my rankings too for fantasy football that I'm constantly updating every single week. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. You don't pay a dime. It's free at Jack Wagons. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go more plus money on the board. And let's do it SGP style, simple two-legger. Give me Seattle plus 10.5 on the alt line. And then Lundy's guy that he's bitter Betsy against right now. Hopefully this alt line's not going to kill me. 70 or more rush yards for Jordan Mason. You put those together because it's kind of the unrelated related market with two legs going and relatively against each other in a way. Plus 112 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. The reason why I'm digging in on this wager is very simple. Again, I think Seattle can win this thing straight up. They're 3-1 on this alt line on the season. You know, they're bitter. That taste is still in the mouth. from losing and probably the home game last week to the Giants of all squads. And now they got to face one of their arch rivals in the division. And I think they're going to take care of business or at least remain competitive. The Hawks, number 16 in EPA per play offense, number 10 in EPA per play defense. So they've been susceptible on the ground. We're going to get to that here in a moment. San Francisco, number 8 EPA per play offense, number 13 in EPA per play defense. So again, I think Seattle keeps this within single digits, if not just wins it outright. And then Jordan Mason, 70 or more rush yards. I love he's done this in all five games. And he is a guy that's leading the NFL opportunity share, north of 92% in that category. He's averaging 21 rush attempts per game. He is the definition of a workhorse and an efficient one. Number 21 in yak per attempt. Number 1 in total missed tackles forced with 25. So number 34 in yards created per touch. But again, it's all about that pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance, dance. As long as Seattle doesn't wallop San Francisco in this game, Mason's going to get enough work to get over 70 rush yards. So numero dos, to recap, SGP style, Seahawks plus 10.5. Jordan Mason, 70 or more rush yards, plus 112 there at DraftKings. Lundy, Vader, follow.
Means he'll finish with 69.
Nice, but not so nice. I mean, get out of here. He's not going to finish with 69. He's done this in every game.
And streaks were made to be broken. I'm just telling you. Jordan Mason, I mean, you know, didn't even bother to call me the next morning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got screwed, man, on the 89 as opposed to 90. It was the last leg that I needed. But hey, nobody cares about your bets. So we will move on. Yes, he should be able to get 70. And I agree with you that Seattle keeps this within single digits. I know it's San Francisco. I know it's the Niners. I know there's a lot of things that are sexy about that team, but they're not exactly wowing us so far as the season has started. Maybe that changes as the season goes along, but I think Seattle can keep this close, especially at home at the spot where I believe is the number one home field advantage in all of the NFL.
All right, Seattle, stay strong. And yeah, I'll sip on some more Starbucks.
Numero uno,
mi amigos of the Fade 5 countdown on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Let's get drunk and party at this bad boy hits. Maybe not on tequila, maybe on some bubbly. It's Charbonnet all day. I say Zach Charbonnet hits the over on 2.5 receptions at a plus 120. Yeah, I got seduced by that juice when I saw this post this morning there at BetMGM. This is rather inexplicable, Lundy. Let me give you all the reasons why. He has done this on all five games this season. You mentioned that streaks are made to be broken, but he's running 23.8 routes per game. That is a hefty volume as a pass catcher. He's on a route 59.8% of his snaps played. Now, of course, Kenneth Walker III, we believe, is going to get a pretty high volume work. I mean, he could have 20 touches in this game, but Charbonnet is going to supplant him, you know, probably around 30% of the snaps. That's what he's done when Walker has been on the field this entire season. On top of that, Charbonnet has caught 81.8% of his intended looks from Geno Smith in San Francisco. They have allowed 4.6 receptions per game to the running back position. 4 RBs have hauled in at least 3 catches in a game against the Gold Panthers. So plus 120. Honestly, this should be flipped. It should be minus 120. Available there at BetMGM. Extraordinary value on the board. That's why it's my number one play of the pod. Zach Charbonnet. Make me some cash on that over. 2.5 catches plus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I'm going to fade you. I say he hits 2. It's just a gut feel, man. Little TYG. I think he gets 2, and I think the bus stops right there. I'm going to play it at the 2 spot. I'm going to say that this does not happen. As much as you are getting seduced by the plus 120, no, sir. I will sit back. I will not take it. I will just be sipping on whatever my adult beverage is this evening. I don't know, man. I just feel like he gets to 2, and I think it cuts off right there.
All right, Zach, bring on the attack, baby, through the air. Let's cash in on that. Hey, it's bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, again, you got a full slate of NHL games. There's MLB playoffs out there. We got Thursday night football. Maybe we're looking ahead to the enormous slate of college football games. It's just crazy. And of course, we're going to have a brand new edition of the Fade Five tomorrow, breaking down all of the NFL action in week six, along maybe with some college cash we'll throw in there to boot, because I'm going to be in attendance at Memorial Stadium watching my boy slam the bass three drum and slamming Illinois as well. That line has gotten steamed up facing that pathetic Purdue team. So looking forward to that. But do share the rest of your card, mi amigo.
Let's have some fun here. First of all, speaking of college football, let me give you one tonight. Give me Louisiana Tech minus 4.5. Just standard juice. I say you lay the points there against Middle Tennessee. This is a battle of the crap in Conference USA. I mean, you know, we're talking two teams that combined have two wins. But I like Louisiana Tech. I like them at home. I don't think there's a lot to like about either of these two teams. But just looking at some of the analytics that I did this morning, I think Louisiana Tech should be able to take care of business against the spread. Again, it's sitting at 4.5 standard juice at a minus 110. Let's go to those MLB playoffs here. I think the Tigers have a really good shot of closing this thing out tonight against Cleveland. However, I put together this same game parlay for you that gets us to a nice little payday and gets us a cushion along the way. Give me Detroit plus 2.5. So an alt run line, even if they lose, they just got to keep this close. Same thing I'm going to do with the total. I'm going to take it from 6.5 all the way to 9.5 and then play the under in this one as well. I think we will see something that's relatively close. And again, those two things correlate together, right? A little bit lower scoring, Detroit keeping things close. And then give me Parker Meadows to have a hit in the game. All right. Here's Parker Meadows' game log so far in the postseason. 1-for-4, 1-for-5, 1-for-3, 1-for-4, 1-for-4. He has a hit. I know it's not sexy because it's only one, but he has a hit in every single postseason game so far this year. So I say the outfielder for Detroit does the same thing. Give me him for a hit. So again, recapping, Detroit plus 2.5. Give me the Tigers and the Guardians to be under 9.5 on the game total, and Parker Meadows to have a hit. If all three of those things happen, that is a very nice plus 150 over at BetMGM. No boost, no nothing in that. Over to the ice we go. A couple for you. Give me the over at 6.5 between the Maple Leafs and the Devils tonight. These two teams, when they play, 7 out of the last 10 times they've played, they have hit the over, and sometimes they absolutely crush it. So I think that has the chance to be the highest scoring game tonight on the ice. So give me the over at 6.5. Going to pay a little bit of juice there at a minus 120, but go ahead and roll with that one. And then give me the Red Wings on the money line tonight at a minus 140. They are taking on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh picked up a very nice loss last night. It was ugly, shall we say. It was 6-0 against the Rangers. But here's the reason why. This is Pittsburgh on a back-to-back. They are going to trot out Joel Blomqvist, I think I pronounced his last name correctly, in net. He's never started an NHL regular season game in his career. He played a few times during the preseason and got rocked. So I have a feeling the Red Wings will do the same thing to him. So give me Detroit on the money line this evening on the ice. Now back to Thursday night football. A couple of things that I really enjoy. You like DK Metcalf on the race to 40. I like DK Metcalf in another play here, but I'm going to take him over 23.5 on his longest reception.
Yeah, good call.
That's a big number, okay? But San Francisco has allowed 10 different wide receivers to have a catch of at least 20 yards this year. 10 different dudes have hit at least 20. And we know DK, with his size, with those long arms, and with the strength that he can do after the catch, that his ability to get from that 20 to that 24 is right there. And this one is standard juice at a minus 110 over at BetMGM. So I'm taking DK for the over on the 23.5. And then here is a very simple same game parlay. And one of the reasons I like this one is because DK's got some boosts out there for the Thursday night game. So you can actually get this one to an even sexier juice. Brad, follow the bouncing ball. Brock Purdy, 225 or more. Geno Smith, 225 or more. DK Metcalf, 50 or more. Brandon Ayuk, 50 or more.
Oh.
Ayuk and DK, each for 50. Brock Purdy and Geno Smith, each for 225. That's plus 196
Ooh.
At DraftKings. That's a big number. When I was building that one, I thought the number was going to come out to be maybe closer to around 165 or so, but it jumped all the way to plus 196 with no boost, no nothing. And I really like that. I think there's a decent chance that each of these quarterbacks is actually north of 240 or 245 even. So the fact that I can bring it all the way down to 225, and then look, if I like the QBs, I got to pair it up with the best receivers that are out there, and that's DK and Brandon Ayuk. You put each of them all the way down at the 50 threshold, again, plus 196 over at DraftKings. I will have more plays on the ice for you this evening through the first two nights of the NHL season. Right now we're sitting at plus about 5.2 units over the course of the first 48 hours, which means we'll come crashing down. But y'all know me, I love betting on the ice, and it's where we have made the most money on the spreadsheet. So as Brad said, it's posted up at the Gaming Juice. It's also pinned to the top of my profile on X if you want to grab it there. For now, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day style on Thursday Night Football. It's an SGP, as always, a little three-legger, and I put this together at ESPN Bet. Leg numero uno, give me DeKalb Metcalf, and hopefully he's going to be like a Monster Energy drink in this game. Four more receptions. Give me Kenneth Walker III. Again, I like him at 60 or more rush yards at alt market. We'll even take this down, shave 15 yards off. We'll go 45 or more rush yards, and give me Brock Purdy on 5+ rush yards. All I need really is one scramble, and I think he's going to cash in on that. So to recap, DK Metcalf, 4 more catches. Kenneth Walker III, 45 or more rush yards. And Purdy, 5 or more rush yards, plus 130, believe it or not, there at ESPN. I'll just give a little bit of background. Again, DK Metcalf should be able to tear this sucker up. He has done this repeatedly. In fact, in 4 or 5 games this season, he's caught at least 4 passes. Isaac Yiadom, as I've already said, had given up a 68.8 catch percentage and a 115.9 passer rating in his assignment. So I think Metcalf's going to get probably 2 early catches, getting a rhythm and flow, maybe get another big catch there before halftime, and all we'll need is one more catch after the break to cash that first leg. Meanwhile, Kenneth Walker III, here are the reasons again. San Francisco number 20 in rush EPAD, giving up 86 rush yards per game and 4.17 yards per carry of the running back position. Walker, just so damn efficient. Number 9 in total yak, number 16 in missed tackles force, number 16 as well in yards created per touch. All I need is 45, bro, and you'll get there against the San Francisco front. Again, that is underachieved, to say the least. And then Brock Purdy, 5 or more rush yards. I believe he's going to go for 4 or more rush attempts. So it's kind of a no-brainer, given the fact that Seattle is number 1 in that pressure rate. He's got to cruise at this, maybe early on, call his own number, get that scram for like 7 yards, and we got nothing to worry about. Hopefully, though, San Francisco will not have the lead at the end of the game, because I don't need Patrick Mahomes like kneel downs that are like 3 yards deep. Take the ball, go down immediately, Brock, if that is the case, for a 1-yard loss. And he only do it twice to make sure that we're cashing in, or 5 or more rush yards there at a plus 130 juice. All right, elsewhere in bonus time. I only got one other play, Lundy, and it is another parlay play. And this one's a little bit juicier. It's really, honestly, more Team Huevos than the Team Raisins one I just gave you. But this was a 2-1 odds, plus 200. And I put this together at DraftKings Sportsbook. Geno Smith, 10 or more rush yards. Again, I like Geno on the over on the standard 13.5. I think he's going to be able to get there. Brock Purdy at 5 or more rush yards. Again, very high for him in this category for all the reasons I already mentioned. And then Charbonnet, if I believe, and I do, that he's going to grab 3 or more passes in this game, the yardage is going to be there. It's not going to be like 3 catches for a couple of yards apiece and all of a sudden, oh, he's got 6 yards. You're an effing moron, Evans. I am an effing moron, but I do feel good about him getting at least 10 receiving yards. So Geno, 10 or more rush. Purdy, 5 or more rush. Charbonnet, 10 or more receiving. That's 2-1 odds, Lundy. Charbonnet, by the way, has done this in all 5 games, along with the receptions prop on the over 2.5 this season. Do you feel good about that particular parlay? Because that's all I got left on my card.
No, I like it. And again, it comes down to what I was telling you before. I liked the idea of pulling the yardage down on the QBs, because it does give you the cushion for potential kneel downs. It gives you just a little bit of play. And so I like that concept of being able to pull that down. Same thing I did with their passing yards. I told you with that SGP that I gave you. So I think those are a couple of things that you can take advantage of and like I said, tweak those numbers just slightly lower and find some value there. You want one more fun one?
Yeah, give it to me.
Folks, sprinkle something on the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight to beat Minnesota in Minnesota.
Okay.
They are plus 220 or 230 on the money line. If you want to take them plus 1.5, which is what I did do a full unit bet on, it's just minus 115. Here's part of the reason why. Columbus, they're not a phenomenal team, but I got to be honest with you. I think people are a little too high right now on Minnesota. And 5 out of the last 6 times these two teams have played, 5 out of 6, they've gone to overtime. So, and that immediately makes it a one goal game, obviously, for those non-math majors or people that don't understand overtime in hockey. So if you want somebody that is like, I don't know, like I said, I think there's value there. Minnesota could win the game, but at plus 220, 230, depending upon what book you're looking at, that's some value on a dog that I think has a chance to win their first game of the season.
Look at that. Additional bonus time for Nathaniel Lutty. Always coming through.
It's always sitting there on the ice. I'll throw plenty of stuff. We hit a plus 750 same game parlay on Tuesday night.
Oh man, that's tremendous. I can't wait till college basketball season. I will be that level of degenerate with you, bet on like stupid ass St. Peter's, Go Peacocks, Mount St. Mary's games on a Friday night.
That's what we do. That's what we look. Here's the thing. This is what I like to be able to say about it is, folks, there are plenty of people that give you picks on the NFL. There's plenty of people that give you picks on the NBA. And frankly, there's a lot of people that do it on baseball, college basketball, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. But the one thing you do know, if you've listened to the now 724 episodes that Brad and I have done of this podcast, you know that that guy is the college basketball guy, and I love hockey. So it's not to say we want you to ignore the other picks, but those are a couple sports that we follow a little closer than the average bear.
Yeah, and I won't know a damn thing about college basketball until about a month into the season because of the NIL portal and everything else. I mean, good Lord, the upheaval and the roster reconstruction coast to coast. Anyway, we got to get the hell out of here. I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy, myself, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Read Lundy's free content along with Brandon Velasquez, Ben Wittenstein in college football, Nate Jacobson also in college football, all of my fantasy stuff. You don't pay a dime. Come on, man. Check it out. Let me help you and help me in the process and help us as a group. We're building the site in the community brick by brick. So become a member. It's free today at thegamingjuice.com. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.